Let me give you for every cast to say up until about noon. Are you the director, Mark, or manager, or guru?
My title is head.
Head. Okay. His title is head. Let me give you something real quick. A real quick story. So follow me in my New York tone. Last spring, there was a decision made by the head superiors, the superiors at the New York Public Library, to downsize the amount of Braille available in the New York City Public Library. That's one of the few libraries in this country that a blind person can walk into and browse and say, "Oh, I want this. No, I don't want that." Walk down, browse another book. Yeah, I want this. I want that. I don't want this. There was a decision made by his superiors to move that off-site and to shrink the Braille and put some bureaucratic functions into that space to support the library. Now, we know that bureaucratic functions need to happen to support any institution, but we got together with the administration of the library. I don't think they expected a bunch of blind people to rise out of their chairs and do that. Make a long story short, through the efforts of our persuasion of Mark's superiors, not only will all the Braille remain, but they have a plan in place to increase the amount of Braille available at that library for browsing and to increase the amount of browsable Braille at the library. Right. I'm supposed to give him credit. I think he probably got himself in trouble because he tipped his hand to us about it, that this was going to happen. I hope he didn't. You can justify that later, Mark. Thank you for being our friend in that matter. Also, there was a movement around below Mark to have tickets offered to Blindness, the movie, free tickets to blind people to see it. I spoke to Mark on the phone, and I didn't have to say much. I said, "Mark, I'd like to talk to you about the movie Blindness." He said, "We don't have anything to talk about. We're not going. We're not offering the tickets. We have nothing to talk about because we're simply not going." He said, "I heard about this below me. We've stopped it. We're not going." So we didn't really have anything to talk about. I was glad to see that we didn't have to persuade Mark. He knew what we needed. He knew the right thing to do. So let me give you, for whatever he wants to say, Mark McCluskey.
Into a cube. Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E.
I had to hear what my theme song was going to be. Thank you, Carl. Good morning, everybody. I'll be quick. People always tell me I talk too fast anyway, so I'll try to balance out with content and speed of voice. Carl, you don't need to apologize for putting me last on the agenda. I like being right before lunch because when I get hungry, I can stop and we're done. Thank you all for the opportunity to speak and meet with you once again. This is a very, very beneficial thing for me. Some people come to my job through long years of service for people who are blind. I came to this job through long years of service as a librarian, and at this point, I'm not even sure I'm that good a librarian anymore. I think I'm a very robust administrator, but as a librarian, I don't know. To have this opportunity to focus on what it is I am doing in my current job is very beneficial for me, so thank you for the chance to speak. Let me begin by extending the apologies of Sharon Phillips, my upstate counterpart from the Albany Regional Library. Due to a family commitment, she could not be here this weekend. She has sent me a short page of remarks, which I will read to you. She says, "The New York State Talking Book and Braille Library has recently made some significant changes to their website in an effort to make it easier to use and less crowded with long passages of descriptive text. Upgrading the website is still a work in progress, but we hope the revisions and streamlining and changes to certain areas will make it less confusing for anyone who is using the site or accessing it for information. We would appreciate any feedback that you might have on the website changes, so please take a look and let her know by email what you think. If you have other suggestions, they would like to hear those too. The website is located at www.nysl.nysed.gov/tbbl/. You get it. You can find it. You all have probably heard about the recent hiring freeze imposed by Governor Patterson on state agencies due to the economic and budget difficulties facing New York State in the next fiscal year. Unfortunately, this comes at a time when the New York State Talking Book and Braille Library has 8 staff vacancies, and those vacancies will not be filled any time in the near future. While we will try our best to continue to provide prompt service to our borrowers across the 55 upstate counties, it is unrealistic to expect that there will not be some impact on services. So we ask your patience and understanding if materials do not reach you as quickly as before, or if books and machines take longer to be checked back in. We hope that we do not have to cut back on phone service hours, but it is a possibility being considered so that we can deploy phone staff to pull books if necessary. Does your public library have information about talking book services in their reference or circulation desk area? If not, please let her know so that they can send a small poster and brochure display stand to raise awareness of our services to eligible individuals. We are looking forward to the new digital format and player being available soon. If you are interested in being placed on the waiting list for a digital player, please contact our library at your earliest convenience. Thank you all for your continued support of our library, and please contact us anytime you have questions or concerns about your library service. Signed, Sharon Phillips. Sharon is finally now official. That happened this year. She has been the acting head of the service in Albany since the retiree of her predecessor about a year and a half ago. So she's inherited a tough row to hoe, as they say, and is doing yeoman-like work up there. Downstate things have also been eventful. Carl has told you some of it, and I won't go into a whole lot of the details on those two instances now. Wednesday afternoon, I was advised that because of the poor economy, both New York State and New York City would be reducing the library's operating budget by 5% to 10% in the short term, with more cuts likely in the next fiscal year. The need to reduce walk-in hours is going to be essential, I'm afraid. So far, my plans preserve six-day telephone service, but I echo Sharon's plea for your patience and understanding. It's just a shame that the operating budgets for this service have not increased in such a long time, including years that were flush, and now to have this come upon us in these lean times, it's distressing. Earlier this year, the Andrew High School Library went through a building reorganization because of space needs. With the guidance and input of the NFB and other advocacy groups, and with a lot of resources provided by the New York Public Library when they thought about it a bit, we came through the process successfully and with no reduction in the size of the circulating collections. Our senior outreach librarian, Anna Ziglia, this year has marshaled a number of skilled volunteers to teach Braille in a setting that is a little bit classroom and a little bit like tutoring. Queens College is referring students to us for course credit. Attendance varies, but appreciation is always strong. Going back to digital matters, New York Public Library has offered more downloadable e-audiobooks through NetLibrary. They can be accessed by clicking the digital collections link of the New York Public Library website, and I won't read the URL this time. NetLibrary is listed under the audio video webcasts heading. It's a much, much easier interface than some other downloadable resources. Unfortunately, the catalog is not as strong as some, but it's got many, many worthwhile materials on there. NetLibrary supplements ENYPL offerings made available through OverDrive in MP3 format. Those books are a slightly more complicated download process. They are compatible with iPod, iPhone, and iPod Touch and other MP3 devices, but please note an ongoing incompatibility with the Macintosh operating system. Same as upstate, downstate is eagerly awaiting the new digital format. We're waiting for it with a little bit of fear, though. We've already seen a strong demand for the new players. We don't have hard numbers yet for how many players our library will get, but it seems unlikely that it's going to be enough to meet the demand, at least initially and conceivably for the first year or so. Like Albany, we've been noting the names of people who want to be early adopters. We're required to offer machines first to veterans next, and to members of the 10 Squared Club. I have asked our Citizens Advisory Council for input on a fair way to distribute machines beyond that until the time comes when we actually have enough to satisfy everybody's wants. In the meantime, the NLS has loaned me two prototype digital talking book players that I have with me here this weekend. one of the simple and one of the advanced models. And if anybody wants to have a short hands-on experience with them, as I guess I can stand at a table in the back of the room.
Registration table, I think, is still up outside.
Oh, excellent. I'll be over at the registration table. I'll hang out there for 15 minutes or a half an hour or so after this if anybody wants to stop off on their way to lunch. Thank you very much. This concludes my report.
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, I could take a door prize in a second. Two questions. I've got a request for one. Mindy?
Okay.
Webb, okay. Good. An up and a down state question. Excellent. I'll take Mindy and then Wilbur.
All right. Mark, if we are currently using the Braille Plus or the Victor Stream or something, do we need the players, the new library players that will be coming out?
You can use the Victor Reader Streams to download the materials that the NLS has made available on their website. But if you want to borrow the books on flash drive from the National Library Service, you are going to need the NLS player.
If it's available for the flash drive, will it also be available for download?
Everything that is going to be on the flash drives is available for download, yes.
Okay, so some of us who have those devices might be able to cut the load requirements, particularly for the beginning of rollout. Is that right?
That is correct. If you have a Victor Reader Stream and you've been successful in working with it, you are a step ahead of the game right now. The stream is not as simple a machine to operate as the NLS player. It's not as robust and as durable a machine as the NLS player. But it's a very, very serviceable piece of equipment once you've figured it out. It's also nice and small and light, as I discovered carrying two NLS players on an airplane.
All right, so people who have that technology can use that service right now.
You can, and yep. You will actually have faster and better access to the digital talking books that are available through download because we're not getting those in as much quantity as we used to get with the cassettes either.